There's something for every sports fan on CBSLocalSports.com. Watch live radio shows and original video programming like pregame playlists and player style files that gives fans a locker room perspective on their favorite teams and players.
Go as hard as I can for as long as I can.
Well, I've yet to be beaten.
There are a number of people who call me the smartest man in baseball.
Read national articles from some of the best writers in the country. Catch up on the latest from the sports world and never miss a thing with CBS Local Sports. Visit CBSLocalSports.com today.
Taxes are complicated. Choosing a tax professional shouldn't be. A CPA, a certified public accountant, has the education, credentials, and experience which makes them uniquely qualified to serve you during tax season and year-round with financial advice to help your business grow. Choose wisely. Choose a CPA. To find a CPA in your area, visit icpas.org. Brought to you by the Illinois CPA Society.
Real-Time Sports in Elk Grove Village is your spot for all the playoff action, featuring over 50 TVs and large screens, plus daily food and drink specials. It's the place for the action. For more info, visit realtimesportsbar.com.
Is your restaurant using the best point-of-sale system available? I'm Joe Flynn, owner of PDQ Signature Systems. If your restaurant doesn't have online ordering, delivery mapping, or a customer rewards program, you need PDQ. Whether you're casual or fine dining or quick service with delivery, if you want happy customers, you need PDQ. Your costs will go down, your revenue will go up. Visit PDQ today at PDQPOS.com. That's PDQPOS.com. If your favorite restaurant doesn't have online ordering, tell them to visit PDQPOS.com.
This is Sports Radio 670 The Score, Chicago Sports Station, WSCR and HD Chicago.
WJMK HD2 Chicago. The Score! Scoreboard update.
From the Chicago Wolves Update Studio, make a great save with a Wolves fan 4-pack, 4 tickets, hot dogs, sodas, and popcorn at one low price.
We've had our fair share of injuries this year, and you know, we're just trying to stay positive, and we know we have some guys out, and you know, I think this is a good time for other guys to step up, and we gotta keep going. You know, the games keep on coming, and the end of the season is going to be here before we know it.
That's a guy who plays for the Bulls and probably won't get any playing time despite the entire roster being injured. It's Terry's guy, Doug McDermott. Hopefully he'll get some minutes tonight when the Bulls do take on Washington. That's at the UC. Tip-off is at 7. Jimmy Butler's out 3 to 6 weeks with that sprained left elbow. Taj Gibson should be out at least another week with his sprained ankle. Derrick Rose got hurt a couple weeks back, in case you guys didn't know. Also in the NBA, Denver's fired head coach Brian Shaw. The Nuggets have lost 19 of their last 21. Russell Westbrook is planning to return tomorrow night for the Thunder after having facial surgery on Saturday to repair a fracture in his right cheek. Cubs, they got some issues. Right field bleachers, they'll be ready sometime in June. Left and center field bleachers are still on target by that May 11th date. The Cubs host St. Louis Sunday, April 5th, to open the MLB season. And Crane Kenny joins Mully and Hanley tomorrow morning at 7:20 right here on The Score. The Blackhawks are off today after last night's 5-2 victory over Carolina. Next game for the Hawks is Friday when the Oilers are in town. Duke AD Kevin White released a statement about yesterday's story. It says the athletics department does not investigate or adjudicate matters of student conduct and cooperates completely in the process. Also says that all Duke officials, including Coach K, are prohibited from commenting publicly on any specific individual or situation. And I hope you guys saw this story. This is on ChicagoCBSLocal.com. Our guy John Dodge says the Evergreen Park Little League coach Chris Janes was arrested by Evergreen Park police on disorderly conduct, assault, and public intoxication charges. Around 1 a.m., Janes allegedly approached a woman after she parked her car and chased her into her home. Police were called after Janes pounded on the door, began shouting, and creating a disturbance. The woman told police she did not know him. Janes is the one who initially raised questions about the residency of JRW players, which eventually led to their championship being revoked.
That's well, I'm giving him the title back because of that.
You know, people are going to say,
well, people are going to want that, Terry.
They say, because this guy did this, that means they didn't cheat.
Well, it went before our legislature already. They got the motion. They sent an official notice to the Little League that they wanted that title back. That's the Illinois legislature.
Seriously?
Yes.
Oh, boy.
Yes.
Anyway, you guys should do this. You should join Score at El Jefe in Chicago Friday from 8 to 9 p.m.
That means the boss, the chief.
Well, we know that because that's what you make us call you in the hallways.
And tip your sombreros right. to me.
Well, either that or he would really, the FOTS thing has worked a long time, and that's really what it is.
Well, hey, but for the bilingual people in the building, he says, call him El Jefe.
Yeah, call me, I know. He walks around like
and
he's
bring
a
me a
king.
Plethora of piñatas.
He's sort of Rom Jr.
Rides around in a donkey.
Yep.
Because he isn't.
It's not a donkey.
It's his own ass. So you should go to El Jefe in Chicago on Friday from 8 to 9. It's a Coors Light Light the Lamp appearance. Come on out and shoot the puck for your chance to win a $100 gift card to Best Buy and other great prizes from Coors Light. Coors Light, the official beer of the NHL. I'm Matt Abatacola, and you're listening to the number one sports radio station in Chicago. 670 The Score and 670thescore.com, Chicago Sports Station.
This hour brought to you by Home Run In Pizza, Chicago's original thin crust pizza.
Boars and Bernstein.
I'm bored.
This seems like a good bit of fun.
Afternoons on The Score.
Who knows what could happen?
Chris Hine talk about the Cubs, the renovation project.
There's dirt everywhere, and the most disturbing thing, maybe not disturbing, but the left field concourse doesn't look anywhere near like it's going to host people for baseball games in a month. You know, there's dirt everywhere. There's workers. There's steel beams. You know, the only walkway that's there is like steel plates that cover the dirt, so you have a pathway to walk through the dirt. The bathrooms there aren't going to be done on time. That's probably the most striking thing from yesterday's tour was just the amount of work that they need to do over the next month to get that place ready to have people coming in on opening day.
Boars and Bernstein.
You guys do 4 hours a day?
Five.
Oh, my. I do three and want to stab myself in the heart with a pencil for you.
Talking Chicago sports on your ride home.
West Side Mike is on The Score.
Thank
you, Mike.
Translation coming later.
Yeah, but our guy's gone. Tony Fish isn't here. Yeah, Tony Fish was the expert. Who is our intern?
Are you guys ready to know his name? Want to meet him? All right, here's our intern of the list of interns we have scheduled for the summer.
Yep.
This intern right here is Tad Deflated. Tad Deflated, Tuesday, Thursday, is that correct?
Yes.
Well, we have just a Monday guy.
Oh, just a Monday guy.
Yeah.
Oh, the Monday intern is Chuck Wagon. Tad Deflated is Tuesday, Thursday, Friday. Chuck Wagon is on Monday, and then we have a Wednesday intern? Or we're just not going to have an intern on Wednesdays?
Well, that wouldn't surprise me either.
I don't think we're even on the air anymore anyway.
Terry Boars and Bernstein.
A show by the name of Boars and Bernstein that I've been told that he said some pretty harsh things.
The show goes on!
Boars and Bernstein. Weekdays 1 to 6 on Chicago Sports Radio 670 The Score.
And a 505. Whenever there's a big story breaking in Detroit, as there was yesterday, there's only one guy we want to talk to. And as a reward for all the time he spends with us, for the opening day of the Cubs, we're going to get him a seat in the right field bleachers.
There you go.
That's going to be the reward. That's all we can offer because we're poor folk.
We said we were reaching out to some friends today, so we decided to do that as we go to the Grossinger Lincolnwood hotline. Find over 4,000 vehicles at grossingerdeals.com. And the Bears might be eyeing a big Detroit name. So we welcome our buddy Drew Sharp. Hi, Drew.
How are you guys doing tonight?
We're doing well, my friend. We always appreciate your time with us. And I saw what you wrote about Sue. You're in the Tribune today, as well as your own publication. Yeah. But, I mean, this really sounds... Now, I don't know if the Bears seem to be right on the list of interested teams, but it's not over with Detroit just yet, right?
It's not over just yet, but I would say the odds have shrunk dramatically. The odds of him returning. I think Ndamukong Suh has been all about... trying to test his value on the open market. I think that's been his plan since last year. That was one reason why he kind of slowed drag the negotiations at the same time a year ago, firing his agent and taking a long time before hiring a new agent. He wanted to be in this spot where all the attention is on him. So he's going to milk this for all that he can. And I certainly expect him to make himself available to a bunch of teams on Saturday when he can. And, chances are significantly higher that he's going to be playing for someone else other than the Detroit Lions in 2015.
Does he like Detroit? Because I'd heard one comment of his that he would prefer a larger market. And I don't know why. Yeah. Does he have a wife who fancies herself an actor singer? I mean, I don't really know. There's always reasons for that.
I don't think that's an issue. I think what he's about, he wants to be. He wants to make the most money as he can as a football player. Now, Detroit can certainly make him the highest paid defensive player, but I think he envisions himself as a renaissance man for a football player. That he's going to do more than simply make a lot of cash. He wants to change the way athletes are viewed as businessmen. and using the forum as the highest paid defensive football player in NFL history as a means towards, expanding his business profile. Now, can you still do that in Detroit? Sure, I think you still could.
Sure. But, what kind of business? Know. What do you mean?
Well, I think he's friends with Warren Buffett. He got to know him when he was playing at Nebraska, and Buffett was in Detroit his last Sue's last home game, the 2014 season. Buffett was there and was saying that he feels that Ndamukong fancies himself as this type of individual who could. Who wants to be a billionaire as his career, continues and once he's done playing football. So, yeah, I think this has been part of a grand scheme for the Ndamukong Suh, and the first part of this is to get the attention that goes to someone who's probably, a lot of people say, guys, is the most highly sought-after defensive free agent since Reggie White with the Packers back in 93.
Yeah, I mean, there's no doubt, Drew, that with all the problems he has, and there's certainly no doubt he's had some problems over the years, that his play speaks for itself. You may not completely trust him, and I don't know where people, because you always think he's going to be in trouble, he's always going to deliver this or do something to somebody, but, in terms of valuable, he's won this bet, right? I mean, this bet has been won. What happens with the rest of it, you can't say, but he's won that bet when he bet on himself.
Oh, absolutely. I mean, and if in Detroit, this is the second time this has happened with a big free agent. Max Scherzer. He gambled on himself and won big time. Tigers couldn't bring him back, and Sue gambled on himself big time with the Lions this year, and he quite possibly has priced himself out of becoming a Detroit Lion.
Does he care what position he plays? Because we were talking about it before, and I was mentioning off the air to one of my football guys before, and I just said, where would you put him? And he laughed, and he said, you play Ndamukong Suh anywhere. He said, I don't care. He said, the Bears want to switch to a 3-4. You could play him at nose. You could play him at 5 technique and a 4-3. You could play him at any of those four spots. Does it matter? Is he going to sit down with a prospective employer and say, okay, what is your plan for me, and then make a decision accordingly? Yeah.
I think he will, but like you said before, I think he's a disruptive player. I mean, you want to classify, say he's a defensive tackle. He's not a pass rusher. No, he's a disruptive player. He's a DP. That should be his position title, disruptive player. And they're going to find a role, whatever team he plays for, they're going to find a role to maximize that talent. The question becomes is that what are you going to pay for that talent? That's the issue. That's the key issue right now. And there's going to be at least a couple teams, I think, in this process that are going to grossly overpay for him. There are going to be teams that don't have a face of the franchise, don't have a good quarterback, and they're thinking that Don can bring that type of high-profile prestige, if you will, that could bring some positive attention on the franchise.
Now, I think, what is it, that J.J. Watt, Drew, makes $16.7 million a season. He's the top-paid defensive player, and Ndamukong's going to go right by that.
Oh, he's going to go, without question. He's going to get 18 to 19.
Okay.
That would be the average for the year, yeah.
So that's what it takes. That's, we're looking at 18 to 19 for 5 years or whatever.
I think that's the floor that we're looking at now. And some of these teams that have all this cap money to spend, the Jets and Oakland, that they have to get to the salary cap floor. They have to get to the spending floor. So would anyone be surprised if they came up with an offer that maybe was, average $20 million a year?
No.
Would someone be shocked with that? Probably not.
Talking with Drew Sharp on Sports Radio 670 The Score, and I was looking up at the screen and watching the Tigers a little bit earlier and thinking about some AL Central baseball that isn't too far away, and a lot of White Sox fans pointing to opportunity because the Tigers have eroded, that they're just not what they were. I'm sure that there are people there trying to paint a pretty picture, but it's hard to have the same kind of anticipation, excitement, and optimism for a team that's let so many guys go.
Yeah, but still, I mean, there's so many teams. I think every team in baseball has a bunch of ifs. Even the favorites right now, whoever the favorites may be. So, well, if this happens, if that happens, it could change things. And the Tigers are no different than some of these other ball clubs. If Justin Verlander can regain some of the velocity he lost over the past year, which I think you can attribute to the core muscle surgery he had a little more than just a year ago. He's been throwing great at 20 pounds of muscle. He is getting more velocity on that fastball. He's not going to throw 100 miles an hour, but there's no reason why he can't throw in the mid-90s. And Brad Osmus was saying his curveball, from what he's seen from the bullpen sessions in spring training, is the best he's seen since Verlander's rookie year. So Again, that's a huge if. But this team has a little more speed. They're going to be a stronger defensive team. That should help the back end of the bullpen, which was most maligned a year ago. So if you're looking for one key, it's going to be Verlander. If he can show that his issues of 2014 were more an aberration than a disturbing trend, then, yeah, this team, once again, should be the favorite in the AL Central until some team shows that they can topple them over the course of a 162-game season.
Yeah, you know, Drew, I did this the other day, and we got immediately field a number of angry texts from Royals fans who say, hey, idiot, one game away from the World Series. What are you talking about? It's you're leaving the Royals out of the conversation because we're doing just you're doing, talking about the Central, talking about Tigers, the Sox. Hey, idiot. Okay, and Cleveland because of Corey Kluber. I mean, it was like, holy crap. Are we forgetting the Royals? Are we all goofing this up?
No, I don't think we're forgetting the Royals at all. They had a tremendous season, but now the expectations are different. They came out of nowhere. That's the easiest thing to do in competitive sports is that when no one is expecting you to do anything, there's no pressure if you blow it. But now, expectations are going to be pretty high for this team. Mm-hmm. And they didn't make the changes. They didn't really, tweak the roster that much. So they're banking on the people who had the surprise seasons a year ago,
not
having
happening.
The same type of season.
Not happening.
When the expectations are high. I just don't see that happening. Look out for Cleveland.
I still say
Cleveland, all the left-handed bats that they have in that lineup, and this is a division that does not have a lot of strong left-handed pitching. They got a little weaker with Chris Sale breaking his foot, So this would be the best division in baseball, guys.
Because I think the NL Central looks pretty good, too.
I think the AL Central, I don't think it gets the appreciation it should, because the White Sox and the Indians are dramatically improved from a year ago. The Tigers are still the Tigers, and Kansas City is the defending American League champion. So I think it's going to be a lot of fun watching those four teams go at each other for 6 months this year.
So if I've got $100 million laying around for 5 years before I can get me an Ndamukong Suh, is that right, Drew? Is that the bottom line on this?
It's not going to be $100 million. J.J. Watt got 106 years, so you're looking at probably 110, 115.
Okay. Terry's got that. Terry's got it in his basement. Terry's going to pay. The big he's going to have Ndamukong Suh over, and he's just going to keep this. That ain't going to be on the Bears. He's just going to go to work for Terry as his business consultant.
I think he liked that. He liked to work in Chicago.
Yeah, I made a lot of money when I worked in Detroit. I was there for a while, and I made just nothing but enemies. But I think there's a chance that I did make all my money, and I've talked to Warren Buffett, and I've got the $120 million.
Yeah, but you spent it all on pinball and strohs, though.
And hookers. And I guess I'm screwed with 100, so I got to go 110, 115?
That's what's going to take, I think.
Wow. All right, Drew.
Drew, we love you, my friend. Thanks very much. Okay.
That's a big-ass pile of money right there.
Well, dude,
I know.
Yesterday we were gung-ho. Gung-ho still with us?
My gung is still hoeing. But, you know it. Yeah. You know it, but then when you hear it, it makes you actually think about it. And then you say, that's a lot of money.
Yeah, that's a, and I think he'll still be, barring injury, which you have to worry about any signing. I don't care what he is on a football field. But, when you spend that kind of money, he's sort of one of these indestructible guys. He plays every down. He still looks good. I mean, he's 28. I think you probably would get value out of the contract. I'm not worried about him, particularly no more than I would be any other player. But, man, $115 million.
That's Terry Bors. I'm Dan Bernstein. We know some Bulls callers want to jump in. We'll get to you. I promise. You got the score.
Thanks for keeping us the number one sports station in Chicago. This is Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com. Chicago Sports Station.
I'm Doug Gottlieb with this CBS Sports Minute. I like to section people into groups of three. I know, supposedly we got in the arc in groups of two, but I like three. Here's why. Paul George gets hurt. You either never want to see the injury, you want to see it once, or you could watch it 100 times. Well, the Kentucky Wildcats play tonight. They'll play Saturday on CBS as well. And they're trying to become the first team to go undefeated since the 1976 Indiana Hoosiers. And there are three types of people. There's the type of people who want to see them lose tonight. There's the type of people who want to see them go undefeated because they want to be a part of history, see history. And then there's the type of people, and this is the type that I am. They'd like to see them go all the way through the tournament and then lose at the very championship game. Why? Because I like to see emotion on a basketball floor, and I like to see a different kind of history being made. I'm Doug Gottlieb. CBS Sports Radio.
is Big Doug Buffon, and I hate going to the dentist. I mean, I'd prefer to get knocked out by Obradovich. But when I have to, the only place I'll go to is Webster Dental Care. My family and I have been going to Webster Dental Care for over 30 years. The professional care, respect, and gentle touch make going to the dentist darn easy. Never thought I'd say that. With 7 Chicagoland locations, it's easy to get to no matter where you are. So whether you're in major need or just haven't been for a while, go see my friends at Webster Dental Care on the web at webdentalchicago.com. Tell them Big Doug sent you and get $100 off on your first visit.
1-877-CARS-FOR-KIDS, K-A-R-S, Cars for Kids. 1-877-CARS-FOR-KIDS, donate your car today. 1-877-CARS-FOR-KIDS, K-A-R-S, Cars for Kids. 1-877-CARS-FOR-KIDS, donate your car today.
To learn more about our programs and to donate, visit us online at carsforkids.com. Remember, that's cars with a K. Pickup is quick and easy. You'll also get a vacation voucher and maximum tax deduction.
1-877-CARS-FOR-KIDS, K-A-R-S, Cars for Kids. 1-877-CARS-FOR-KIDS, donate your car today.
The best way to live with diabetes is to not live with it alone. That's why Walgreens pharmacists are here for you 24/7 with expert advice and savings on medications and supplies. Just bring in your prescriptions. We can even show you how to get rewarded for healthy behaviors, like logging your glucose. Because Walgreens knows that taking control of diabetes takes an extra hand. Walgreens, at the corner of happy and healthy.
Get a free private consultation with an expert Walgreens pharmacist today.
Are you tired of commuting to a job that makes someone else rich, working harder than ever, but getting nowhere? At Be the Boss Network, you'll find hundreds of work-from-home opportunities that you can literally start today and be earning money as soon as next week. Go to freedom155.com. That's freedom, the number 155.com. Go to freedom155.com and start earning money as soon as next week. Go to freedom155.com right now and change your life today.
Avoid bankruptcy. Does credit card debt have you living paycheck to paycheck? Are you making minimum payments but only falling further behind? Call the Mediator Law Group to find out about our debt reduction program. Guaranteed to settle your credit card debt or you don't pay. That's right. It's called Pay for Performance, and you won't pay a dime until the job's done. I'm a paid spokesperson, not a lawyer, and every case is different. But if you owe $10,000 or more in credit card debt, call 800-821-2412. 800-821-2412.
Perhaps when you think cruise, you'd imagine staged entertainment, excessive dining, dressy attire, and stops in only a few major ports. Hurtigruten is none of that. On board our smaller ships, you're in good company with like-minded, active, inquisitive travelers. Norway's celebrated Hurtigruten route includes over 1,000 miles of stunning coastline. Find your voyage today by calling 855-370-2651. On a Hurtigruten voyage, you don't just visit Norway, you become part of it. Call 855-370-2651 today.
Premiering CBS Wednesday, March 4th, in the world of cybercrime, it takes the best.
I'm Special Agent Avery Ryan.
To catch the worst.
I work crimes that start in the mind, live online, and play out in the real world.
From the creators of the most successful crime franchise comes the next generation of CSI.
FBI!
Academy Award nominee Patricia Arquette, James Vanderbeek.
This is just the beginning.
CSI Cyber, premieres CBS Wednesday, March 4th.
CBS Tuesday.
You ready?
I'm good for a fight.
The network that brought you TV's number one drama, NCIS, takes you to the Big Easy.
My city, my way.
Now, New Orleans has its own NCIS.
This town really gets into your DNA.
Scott Bakula stars.
Are we gonna have some fun?
NCIS New Orleans, Tuesday, only CBS.
So I'm here to tell you about an amazing new acne treatment that even Proactive says is better than Proactive. It's called Proactive Plus. You know, millions of people have turned to Proactive, but Proactive Plus, it works faster and better than before. So if your goal is a flawless complexion, call 1-800-244-1946. All of today's callers will also get two free gifts with their 60-day risk-free trial. So the number is 1-800-244-1946. 844-1946. 1-800-244-1946.
CBS Tuesday.
My favorite TV shows are on Tuesdays.
America's favorite agents.
Tony DiNozzo, friend of the ladies.
Are on the case.
Allow me to work my way from the horrific to the curious.
See why NCIS is TV's number one show.
I'm impressed.
Let's go.
Just because I make it look easy doesn't mean it is.
This is exciting stuff.
That's not nothing.
No, that's something.
NCIS, Tuesday, only CBS.
In the morning.
This is Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com. Chicago Sports Station.
525 Morris and Bernstein, Chicago Sports Radio 670 The Score. Talking to you at 312-644-6767.
Yeah, there were a couple people before Drew Sharp jumped on that were mad about sort of our dour apocalyptic view of the Bulls' big picture. I don't think it's worth getting angry at us about.
Say that Doug McDermott isn't dead, okay?
Right.
It doesn't change the Bulls' playoff arc. It doesn't change what's going to happen when everybody gets back. None of this. And if you say, well, what if Snell's really good? Well, okay, I don't think that's the case, right. And he isn't a guy that you can count on, really. I mean, he's not going to – the likelihood of him making a difference in a continuing playoff series in every game of a playoff series, very slim.
No, eventually the video gets out and teams know exactly what they want to make him do, and already we'll it's getting out, obvious that, you know, as we mentioned during transition, that after two dribbles, it's like Luol Deng as far as putting the ball on the floor at that point. And teams are starting to – they know that now. They're attacking the dribble.
Mm-hmm.
If he wants to stand and try to space the floor and make open shots if you want to be a torrid outside shooter, wonderful.
That's what a lot of guys do. But I mean, you know, in terms of, look, that's what we're talking about. Yeah, I think the big picture is more important here than the small picture of getting people healthy and trying to get the old gang together and all that. And what we're talking about when you're moving people off the bench, probably dead. Doug is probably dead, but if he's not, you can throw him in a game. He's not going to change your playoff arc at all. Nothing there is. Mirotić, I don't, you know, when you're in this situation now, the Bulls are in, and Tom used him the other day because he had to. Mirotić got a lot of numbers. He knows exactly what his shortcomings are, and you can see them. I mean, it's not like, oh, yeah, there's a guy that can make the difference. No, because you know what? When teams took a look at him, they figured him out too. They figured him out too. So, I mean, there's just nothing here. Now, if you're a pure basketball fan, you enjoy it for the basketball, okay. We're not saying don't. I'm just trying to figure out the benefit of trying to look at this team ahead, fast forward till we get to the playoffs, which are completely different, and then what do the Bulls have? That's all.
I don't think it's enough because I don't think that Pau Gasol can affect games like he did earlier in the season, perhaps. And now the teams have identified what he doesn't want to do, and that is,
or don't they know it?
Just continue to help with pick and roll and do it over and over and over again. He'll do it the first time sometimes, but then not again and again. The 779 says, "You're depressing. Everybody's either stupid or bad. You can't get excited for anything." Of course I can. I think when I get excited for something, it has to be for good reason. That I'll get excited for something I think is real.
Yeah.
I think when you
word stupid or bad.
If everybody comes back for the Blackhawks and they are in it and they're right now the Vegas favorite to win the Stanley Cup, you can get excited for that because that's legitimate. I think for the Bulls right now, you have to talk yourself into some of this stuff that you don't see in front of you, and that I won't get excited for.
No, we're not going to give you a stupid hope.
No, I'm excited for the baseball season. Yeah. I think both teams can be on the fringe of playoff competition, and once you hit the playoffs, anything can happen in MLB. That's reason to get excited. That's absolutely legitimate.
And the White Sox fans have reacted,
seemingly so, huh?
Yeah,
that they're
holy
they're,
crap.
Well, you know that
they have, but
traditionally that's been the case, that the White Sox will respond when they have reason for hope. It's just been the nature of the White Sox fan not to look at it beforehand, say, what are you doing for me? Give me a reason. And I think the Sox have learned that a little bit. I think their behavior reflects an understanding of their fan base. And if they play competitive baseball, people are going to come out and watch them.
I hope that's true. I hope that's true. I just think it's 7 years or 8 years? It's 7 years of steadily declining. Every year it's a little less than the year before. Is it seven straight years for the White Sox? And the enthusiasm, the ticket enthusiasm, I'm talking about our enthusiasm, the ticket enthusiasm, the fan enthusiasm of this team, it's like, holy crap. I mean, people, when this number went up, White Sox Nation responded. With tickets this year, it's not just no. They responded absolutely.
What were the numbers?
Responded.
What were the actual hard numbers?
You know, I don't have. I saw a story the other day about how many had purchased the. It's been actually overwhelming for the White Sox. How many tickets they've sold? Just in the first whatever amount of time they've had here, that they've really. It's been a long time since this has happened for them.
We got a text that says, "I'd rather have three really good defensive linemen than one great one." I get that. I'm not going to argue with you. I think that's wonderful. But when you think you've got one who qualifies as transcendent talent, that's different.
I can find the other two.
Great, great.
Yeah, I can find the other two for you. You got them on the Bears roster, probably. I can find the other two for you, but I can't find him.
So that's I understand. And then on Ndamukong Suh, Rudy says it's probably fait accompli that Suh ends up in Oakland, like so many other great players that go there to die in their prime, which sucks because I and any other self-respecting NFL fan will rarely watch him play again. Regina Rice is already circling to claim he's penniless, despite the fact he's going to sign a $140 million deal.
Well, she's getting a new set of glasses for it.
Oh, a special set of glasses for that one.
Oh, boy.
Woo-hoo!
It's my girl.
Scoreboard update.
From the Chicago Wolves Update Studio, make a great save with a Wolves fan 4-pack, 4 tickets, hot dogs, sodas, and popcorn at one low price. Tom Thibodeau and the Bulls media had some fun today.
Anybody out besides Todd, Derek, and Jimmy?
That's it.
He was asked who's out besides Taj and Derek and Jimmy, and he said that's it. And there was some laughs. Jimmy Butler is out for 3 to 6 weeks with that sprained left elbow.
My ligament just has to heal, and I got to be able to move my left arm like I can move my right before I can get out there and do anything.
Yep, Taj Gibson. Oh, man, every injury we talk about, it's really funny. It brings out some hearty laughter like this
absolutely.
One. Taj Gibson should be out at least another week with that sprained ankle. I saw a report today earlier that Derrick Rose thought, he said the doctors told him he's out 46 weeks, not 4 to 6 weeks. Man, lashes keep coming there at the Advocate. Is it the Advocate Center?
Yes.
Advocate Health Care Center? Advocate Injury Center?
The
what is
comedy
it?
Cradle with two Ks.
Is Zaney still operating? I think
yeah.
Tom Thibodeau is going to be there next weekend.
Yeah, they're a fan of the program.
They're not the new material. See? Ooh, that's a sinister laugh.
It is. Actually, that sounds like the villain of the carved-out mountainside.
Well, the rest of the Bulls...
After he's launched the stolen cruise missile.
The ones that are playing, they're taking on the Wizards tonight at 7 at the United Center. Hey, our guy Cody Westerlund,
yes?
He just tweeted out here, asked what position he sees Doug McDermott at long-term. Tom Thibodeau says, quote, eventually he'll have ability, end quote.
Should have ability?
To play power forward as well as small forward.
Ooh.
I think Tom doesn't think he can play at all right now. Also in the NBA, Denver fired Brian Shaw. He was their head coach. He no longer is. They lost 19 of 21. Russell Westbrook is back tomorrow after surgery he had last Saturday to fix his face. Cubs, right field bleachers. They'll be ready sometime in June. Left and center field bleachers ready hopefully by the May 11th target date. The Cubs host the Cardinals on Sunday, April 5th to open the MLB season. Crane Kenny joins Mully and Hanley tomorrow morning at 7:20 to discuss. Blackhawks are off today. They won last night 5-2 over Carolina. Next game for them. That's Friday when the Oilers are in town. Duke AD Kevin White released a statement regarding the story about Rashid Suleiman. He says the athletics department does not investigate or adjudicate matters of student conduct and cooperates completely in the process. He also says all Duke officials, including Coach K, are prohibited from commenting publicly on any specific individual or situation. Go to chicago.cbslocal.com. Read our story from our guy John Dodge about Evergreen Park Little League coach Chris James. He was arrested by Evergreen Park police on disorderly conduct, assault, and public intoxication charges.
Oh, no.
James is the one who initially raised questions about the residency of JRW players, which eventually led to their championship being revoked.
Yep, that means that immediately there's going to be a resolution in the Illinois legislature that because Monique this guy got Davis? Arrested. Well, she's an idiot.
I know. That's who presented it.
Because if I'm running for mayor in this town, I ride that platform right there. That's it.
You think Chewy's going to do it?
To get JRW back their championship.
That's what I do. I think just as a result of this incident right here.
That's it. Give it back.
Proves this guy's wrong.
It proves they didn't cheat.
You know what I'm still waiting for, Maddie, and I could be waiting forever. I would like to hear their manager tell me that he didn't.
No, it's not going
to
happen.
I'd like to hear that instead of all
the
this.
The only comments we heard from a couple days after all this came out, he said that everyone did what they were supposed to do. I think that's the only thing I remember hearing him say.
That's really not.
Yeah,
not what I'm looking for.
And
but
he's
I know
a proud coach. Remember?
Yep, proud coach.
Proud coach.
Proud coach. Everyone did what they're supposed to do.
He didn't come on and say, "Well, I didn't do that."
You know, I'm hungry, fellas. You know what sounds good right now?
What?
My scoreboard update sponsor. It's brought to you by Homerman Pizza, Chicago's original thin crust pizza. It's yummy. Join 670 The Score for the Bud Light Who Needs Two Tavern Tour Friday at Caliendo's in Winfield. It's with these two idiots from 1 to 6. Come check out the broadcast. Enter for your chance to win tickets to a sporting event. Come see these two idiots. It's brought to you by Bud Light. Bud Light, the perfect beer for whatever happens, even when idiots are doing a broadcast. I'm Matt Abaticola, and you're listening to the number one sports radio station in Chicago, even with these two idiots. It's 670 The Score and 670thescore.com, home of these two idiots on Chicago's sports radio talk station.
Wow, so once again, these are the tweets from The Score's Cody Westerlund.
Yep.
Asked what position he sees Doug McDermott at long term, Tom Thibodeau says eventually he'll have the ability to play power forward as well as small forward. He says it appears McDermott is 100% with his knee, adds he's moving well right now. We'll have a better idea after the game.
Where I saw this White Sox, the White Sox continue to benefit from an active offseason as the club reported strong, in quotes, ticket demand Friday, the first day individual 2015 games went on sale. Tickets are made available at 10 a.m. CST online and via phone, and already the White Sox have announced they have 50% more tickets than they have sold, 50% more tickets than they had at this time last year. The latest round of news comes after an outpouring of interest, even the winter, one that kept the ticket office staffed heavier than usual during the two-week holiday break.
There you go.
So good back in December, the White Sox, who saw a decline in attendance in 2014 for an eighth straight season, said they had sold more season tickets equivalents this offseason than they had in the three previous years combined. And
there
of course,
go.
Last month, the White Sox also sold out Sox Fest, their three-day fan fest, for the first time since 2010. So White Sox Nation responding.
KC Johnson via Twitter. Tom Thibodeau says, I like Doug a lot. He's going to be a good pro. This will be a good opportunity for him.
Wait. Wait for it. What?
And some football news. Adam Schefter says the Bills have notified linebacker Kiko Alonso he is going to be traded to Philadelphia for running back LeSean McCoy.
Oh.
Whoa.
I didn't know if I may have to play quarterback now, did he?
Whoa. That's the kind of trade that almost, that's like very un-NFL like.
Yeah, it is.
Trade, isn't it?
Yeah, it is.
Big name for big name, Kiko Alonso. Not Vic Fangio.
Wait a minute.
McCoy. No, I'm not going to start saying it like you say.
Fangio.
Vic Fangio.
Well, you know what? If we get a chance, and I'm sure we'll be at Bourbonnais more than once this year because we should be there every day. Everybody, I mean, this is just so huge.
Well, the commute's easy for you. I'm not going to go there every day.
Well, I don't care what you're going to do. We're going to do what we're going to do. You don't have to come. Matt and I'll do the show. Maddie. You stay home. You stay, because what if they said Vic Fangio will be made available to if you're here on Wednesday? I'll be there.
Well, fine, but not every day. You're not going to sit there with, it could be the Boars and Fangio.
Yeah.
Leo, you know, in Naperville. We could do it. You're on The Score. Hey, Leo.
Hey, guys. Just to comment on the Dominique Sue opportunity, I think if Bears fans learned anything in the past 5 years is when you get a high-impact defensive player, kind of like when Peppers was available, you get that person. And I know Hub changed his tune. I know he was initially kind of against the Peppers move, but once you saw the impact that you have that one guy on your team, it's like you're not going to pay a quarterback $20 million when the Bears are in their championship window. So if you're going to have that one high-priced player, you get the high-impact defensive guy.
Maybe. Aren't there a lot of examples?
The Bears were a little closer. If they were a little closer, I think, and given the money situation, they can do it. But I think at this point in time, thanks for the call, Leo. You're absolutely right. I think a great defense player makes a huge difference. But I don't know where they're at. I mean, he could play here for, you know, years and get nothing, and the Bears would receive nothing for it because you have so many questions. I guess I would ask you, are the Bears really ready? And I don't, aside from the money, is this the right thing to do, to go after him?
I think it's probably not.
Yeah.
But that doesn't mean it wouldn't be fun.
Well, I could agree.
The objective answer is it's probably really stupid.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah. That's what I think.
Because you're not,
like him.
Because at least when Reggie White went to the Packers, they were ready.
Yeah, that necessity was there. They needed somebody to upset the opposing quarterback, and he could still do that, and he did that. And they won. So, yes, that's different. They were ready. This I don't, unless there's something they're hiding from us, I don't think this Bears team is quite ready to win.
He's Terry Bors, and I'm Dan Bernstein, and we will be saying your favorite words in show business.
Look forward to
in a moment on The Score.
Blackhawks coverage on The Score is presented by Bud Light, official beer of the Chicago Black.
CBS Monday.
Surprise!
Spend some time with Mike and Molly.
Where you been all day?
At your mother's.
I thought that was where fun went to die.
America's favorite couple.
A romantic little story about two people who meet in Chicago.
Aw, that's us.
Oh, God, no.
And there's more laughs.
You're like a boxer.
Because I want to punch you in the face?
Than ever before.
That's the world I want to live in.
Don't miss Mike and Molly.
Oh, it's going to be so great.
CBS Monday.
Choosing between overpriced, overmarketed razors and low-quality, cheap razors that tear up your face. Or you go to Harry's.com. Harry's was created to offer a great shave at a fair price. Harry's was built out of respect for quality craftsmanship, simple design, and modern convenience. And for guys who know they shouldn't have to overpay for a great shave. Harry's designs and manufactures their own products. They use an exact process and the finest materials, and they sell directly to you online so they can offer a great shave at a price accessible to everyone. Their blades and their shave products are made with quality construction. The shaving cream comes from the same chemists who make creams for high-end brands. They've got a set of modern shaving products made with the respect for the tradition of a good, clean shave. The founders are Andy Katz Mayfield and Jeff Rader. They're close friends who met in college, and they work together. Traveled together, and they shared thousands of ideas of how to make this a great product. So they've built Harry's to reflect their shared passions and values, affinity for simple design, appreciation of well-made things, a belief that companies should try to make the world a better place. Harry's.com was started by two guys passionate about creating a better shaving experience. Try the Harry's Starter Set. Three high-quality German-engineered blades and a bottle of shaving cream, all shipped straight to your door for free. Go to Harry's.com. Enter this code, Chicago, at checkout. You get $5 off your first order of a starter set. That's right, with the code Chicago. You get a month's worth of shaving for just $10. That's Harry's.com, code Chicago at checkout, and change the way you shave for...
The best way to live with diabetes is to not live with it alone. That's why Walgreens pharmacists are here for you 24/7 with expert advice and savings on medications and supplies. Just bring in your prescriptions. We can even show you how to get rewarded for healthy behaviors, like logging your glucose. Because Walgreens knows that taking control of diabetes takes an extra hand. Walgreens, at the corner of happy and healthy.
Get a free private consultation with an expert Walgreens pharmacist today.
Collide.
Looking to secure financing on a new home or refinance your existing home, then you need to call David Hochberg.
He lost his life savings, $2,600, and all he has to show for it is this stuffed banana with dreadlocks.
President of Townstone Financial, meet Marge.
Hello, friend.
80, Social Security income, $1,250 a month, liquid assets, zero. Called to secure a $100,000 mortgage to renovate her home so her son could care for her. Based upon Marge's income, a reverse mortgage was her only option to secure the money she needed to renovate her home. Marge was concerned because everybody she talked to said reverse mortgages were terrible loans. David asked Marge if the people she talked to were willing to write her a $100,000 check. And when Marge answered no, David advised her to stop talking to people that don't know what they're talking about and assured her reverse mortgages were outstanding for borrowers on a fixed income with nothing in the bank needing money to renovate their home. If you or a family member is interested in talking to honest and trustworthy local reverse mortgage expert who will always look out for your financial best interest, call David at 312-896-2111. 312-896-2111 or visit his website, townstone.com. Tune into Chicago's premier real estate show, Home Sweet Home Chicago, Saturdays from 10 a.m. until noon on AM 890. Townstone Financial is an Indiana, Michigan, Wisconsin, Florida, and Illinois mortgage licensee number 6629 and NMLS number 1366.
CBS Friday, America's bosses are going back undercover.
Oh, man, this is hard work.
To meet their workers.
When I help people, it helps me.
And change their lives.
He gonna give me a home.
New bosses.
I believe in you.
New inspirational stories.
You changed my life so much.
You changed mine.
The Emmy Award-winning Undercover Boss.
These tears of joy right here.
Friday, only CBS.
Are you tired of commuting to a job that makes someone else rich, working harder than ever, but getting nowhere? At Be the Boss Network, you'll find hundreds of work-from-home opportunities that you can literally start today and be earning money as soon as next week. Go to freedom155.com. That's freedom, the number 155.com. Go to freedom155.com and start earning money as soon as next week. Go to freedom155.com right now and change your life today.
Avoid bankruptcy. Does credit card debt have you living paycheck to paycheck? Are you making minimum payments but only falling further behind? Call the Mediator Law Group to find out about our debt reduction program. Guaranteed to settle your credit card debt or you don't pay. That's right. It's called Pay for Performance, and you won't pay a dime until the job's done. I'm a paid spokesperson, not a lawyer, and every case is different. But if you owe $10,000 or more in credit card debt, call 800-821-2412. 800-821-2412.
Perhaps when you think cruise, you'd imagine staged entertainment, excessive dining, dressy attire, and stops in only a few major ports. Hurtigruten is none of that. On board our smaller ships, you're in good company with like-minded, active, inquisitive travelers. Norway's celebrated Hurtigruten route includes over 1,000 miles of stunning coastline. Find your voyage today by calling 855-370-2651. On a Hurtigruten voyage, you don't just visit Norway, you become part of it. Call 855-370-2651 today.
Some music. Napa know-how.
This is Sports Radio 670 The Score
and 670thescore.com.
Chicago Sports Station.
And at 5:45 on Chicago Sports Radio 670 The Score, I always look forward to saying my two favorite words in show business. Hello, Lawrence.
Hello, Uncle Terry. Hello, Dan.
Lawrence is at Kincaid's 950 West Armitage in Chicago. What's happening, Lawrence?
I sure am. They just got a new pizza oven here.
Okay.
Ah. This is like a $20,000 pizza oven.
That's too expensive for a pizza. If it's a $20,000 pizza, that's a lot of money for a pizza.
No, I didn't pay 20 grand for, I mean, I don't have, you know, like Terry Bohr's money.
Well, nobody does.
So I just got a pizza.
Oh, for the love of God. Oh, a pizza. But the pizza's less than 20 grand.
They got a pizza oven that cost 20 grand. Okay. I got a pizza that costs way less than 20 grand.
Just making sure.
Lawrence is my, that's why I love Lawrence.
So it's all good.
Good. And you've got stuff and things tonight, I'm sure.
Yeah, a lot of stuff to get into tonight. And talking about the Bulls is before they tip off tonight. I don't know if you guys saw it was going around social media, and I'm sure that between breaks you didn't really have time to break it down, but the documentary that Joakim Noah put together, pretty awesome. He put a documentary together about violence and loss and interviewed a bunch of the Bulls players and kids from Chicago. It's really well done. And I'm actually going to give it a run tonight in the 6 o'clock hour because it's really just interviews in it. So I hope that it translates over radio. But it's I know that this was not what Joakim wanted from it, but I think that he might win awards for it.
I didn't know he was an aspiring filmmaker.
He's from a family of artists.
I know that. I just didn't know that that was his thing.
I don't know if it's he wants to do film or he just wanted to shine light on the problem. And I think this was his opportunity for it to be an outlet because they had done PSAs and stuff. Him and Derek and Nazi, they had done that. But he took it a step further and it's really well done. It's only like 7 minutes long, but it's effective. It's very effective and I think it's effective in maybe even giving a little bit of a window into Derrick Rose, too, which is something I think that he's that's been difficult for him over the last couple of years. So I'm going to get into that. It's very hard to get that window,
it really
Terry.
Is hard,
I'm going to talk with Hub at 7 because I'm fascinated by it. Now there's another story with the Kiko Alonso LeSean McCoy trade, which I think is a little interesting, that Rex Ryan would move away from a fantastic defensive player. But it fits with everything that he likes to do offensively with a guy that can be a, put up big numbers running the rock. Plus, I want to talk about the all the tags and who didn't get tagged and Ndamukong Suh. And I was saying to Miska, because he's engineering, why is it whenever there's a story about Ndamukong Suh, the B-roll is always him sacking Jay Cutler? Always.
Why not?
There's no other B-roll. It's like, oh, here's him against Teddy Bridgewater. No, it's here's Jay Cutler going down in a heap. Yet again, and I'm sure Ndamukong Suh wanting to bite him as well, or kick him in the newts.
Did you see the other Bears-related story today? And it was apparently at ChicagoBears.com, and then Pro Football Talk picked up on it, that it's official. They have moved the lockers back to a normal NFL locker room configuration, and they have detrestmanized it.
Yeah, because that's what should happen.
Right, because
that's
the right thing to do.
That's how big boy teams do it.
Defense with defense, offense with offense,
and the Memorial Patrick Manley locker.
Oh, nobody's allowed to touch it. They put Lucite over it, and it's just going to stay that way forever.
Yeah, that makes lots. Did you see who's like back in the fold, like legitimately now? Urlacher. It really didn't take much. It really took like one phone call, and because. He's going to host their draft party this year.
Where?
They're doing it at the Park Grill this year. At least that's what I read. And he's going to be one of the hosts.
I guess all
it took was someone saying, hey, Brian, we really do want you around here. I got to tell you, when I was at the owners' meetings in Phoenix a couple years ago, when I first met Tressman, I thought I think I came on with you guys after talking with him, and he was like, oh, well, you know, we see Brian as a two down linebacker. And I was like, ooh, this is probably not going to go over well. He was right. I mean, I'm not going to say that his assessment wasn't correct about what Brian can do, because it's clear no one else offered him a gig. But the way that it was handled was a little ham-handed. So John Fox and Ryan Pace, from what I'm told, Ryan Pace is reaching out to a lot of ex-Bears. A lot.
It's interesting. I saw a couple weeks ago, Lawrence, where Fox hadn't gotten around to the call. Maybe Ryan Pace did, because it still hadn't happened. This was a couple weeks ago. I read this little thing on Urlacher. Not what you're talking about, but just that call hadn't come yet.
Well, he's back now. 54 is back in the fold. They were helping him sell the book. He's hosting their draft party. Wow. He's doing comedy bits with Spice Adams on the TV show. Like, all sorts of stuff, man.
Outstanding.
So, there. Now people can not be mad at that now.
There you go.
And all sorts of other stuff are going to happen on the show tonight. Ask Herb tonight at 9 o'clock. I was told that Goff is coming here at some point.
That's what he said.
Which could be trouble for Lincoln Park.
Yes, that's what he said.
Oh, it is already. Yeah.
He said he was headed out there tonight to see you. So, when Jay Goff says it, by God, he's there.
He is definitely one of the most supportive guys at the station. There's no doubt about that.
All right, we'll be listening, Lawrence. Thanks.
All right, Lawrence. Thank you, guys. Let's do your thing. Some quick thank yous.
Thanks to Chris Hine and to Drew Sharp for joining us today.
We thank our crack production chef, Joe Dredge.
Herbie, where is Ronji now on the bad guy list?
I've never been on it.
He's on the list,
Herb,
right?
He's on it. I am. There's no chance. I'm such a great guy.
He is Rockford's American Idol. I forgot to thank him. And always participating, Mr. Matt Abaticola.
You know, I want to tell you, I heard one of our sister sports station talking about his injury. And, man, I'm going to tell you right now, I've never heard two guys be ruder about a guy's injury in my life. I was like, are you serious? what's he supposed to do? It's his body. It's breaking down.
I know.
I said, come on, man.
Yeah. Well, see, that's how you get personality of the year.
Oh, yeah,
it just oozes through the speakers, and you know it when you hear it.
There's something that oozes.
That's the personality of the year, Ramblin' Red Rectum.
Yeah. Again, I believe it's very possible that everybody in country radio died. Glad he's reunited with a guy, Chef Ronnie, the best production man who ever lived, Chris Tannehill.
It was an arthroscopic outpatient surgery, so...
No, that was quite a surgery.
Yeah, it wasn't arthroscopic.
And our intern, Ted Deflated.
There it is.
We listening. We're listening, calling, emailing.
Texting.
Lawrence Holmes coming your way. Terrific as always. Sounds like he has a plan for the night. Everybody have a terrific evening. We will talk to you tomorrow afternoon.
I'm such a great guy.
Think Oscar Wilde when he said, every saint has a past, every sinner has a future. But also think Neil Young. The fork in the road, light a candle. Instead of cursing the darkness, let's light a candle for where we're going. This was fantastic for the world. We are better people for having been here. It was absolutely incredible. I'm inspired. I don't know when I'll ever sleep again.
Molly and Hanley here. Right now you're listening to Boers and Bernstein.
But when it's time to start your day, do it with us every weekday morning starting at 5 a.m.
That's right. Hear us live at 5 talking about Chicago's hottest sports topics.
Molly and Hanley, mornings 5 to 9 on Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com. Chicago Sports Station.
Time is running out. You're maxed out on your credit cards. The collection calls are coming. Every day, and now you're two payments behind on your mortgage. You need real help, and you need it now. Not bankruptcy, that should be your last resort. Debt Relief Now is dedicated to helping families get out of debt while saving you money and stopping harassing collection calls. The consultation is free and the relief real. Call 800-402-5219. 800-402-5219.
CBS Thursday.
Prepare to weep at the glory of my genius.
When you're America's favorite geeks.
Yeah!
That's big.
Paradigm-shifting news, gentlemen.
When you're the number one comedy on television.
You used to it yet?
No, me neither.
That's big.
Does it get any better than this?
When you're having your biggest season ever.
My brain is better than everybody!
That's Big Bang.
Yeah!
The Big Bang Theory, Thursday, only CBS.
CBS Wednesday.
In simple terms, we use behavioral science to hunt down monsters.
Find out why Criminal Minds is TV's number one suspense thriller.
He has two forms of expression, silence and rage.
The only thing more dangerous than a serial killer.
This guy is smart. We have to be smarter.
Are the people who catch them.
Now it's our turn to chase him.
The answer's in there somewhere. You just gotta find it.
Searching for bad boys. It's my specialty.
Criminal Minds, Wednesday, only CBS.
Premiering CBS Wednesday, March 4th, in the world of cybercrime, it takes the best.
I'm Special Agent Avery Ryan.
To catch the worst.
I work crimes that start in the mind, live online, and play out in the real world.
From the creators of the most successful crime franchise comes the next generation of CSI.
FBI!
Academy Award nominee Patricia Arquette, James Vanderbeek.
This is just the beginning.
CSI Cyber, premieres CBS Wednesday, March 4th.
This Friday, if you're looking for a reason to go to paradise, Hawaii Five-O has oh so many.
Let's go, come on.
Like McGarrett and Dano.
Should we call for backup?
You're my backup.
Last time you said that, I got shot in the shoulder.
Jin Ho.
Don't move a muscle.
Kono.
I admire the confidence.
Comes with a badge.
Grover.
Wherever you go, trouble follows.
That's funny coming from you.
And even.
Booyah.
Jerry.
We make a great team.
Should be good.
Hawaii Five-O, CBS Friday.
Are you tired of commuting to a job that makes someone else rich, working harder than ever, but getting nowhere? At Be the Boss Network, you'll find hundreds of work-from-home opportunities that you can literally start today and be earning money as soon as next week. Go to freedom155.com. That's freedom, the number 155.com. Go to freedom155.com and start earning money as soon as next week. Go to freedom155.com right now and change your life today.
Avoid bankruptcy. Does credit card debt have you living paycheck to paycheck? Are you making minimum payments but only falling further behind? Call the Mediator Law Group to find out about our debt reduction program. Guaranteed to settle your credit card debt or you don't pay. That's right. It's called Pay for Performance, and you won't pay a dime until the job's done. I'm a paid spokesperson, not a lawyer, and every case is different. But if you owe $10,000 or more in credit card debt, call 800-821-2412. 800-821-2412.
CBS Friday.
I am a New York City cop who was asked to be the commissioner.
Blue Bloods is inspiring.
We'll do everything we can to find out who did this.
Daring.
Make a choice, right or wrong.
Riveting.
He killed a cop!
In my job, you need to prove it.
Moving.
Being the top cop comes with a lot of sacrifices.
See why millions of viewers spend Friday night with the Reagans.
I'm thankful for four generations of this family, safe and sound.
Blue Bloods, Friday, only CBS.
So I'm here to tell you about an amazing new acne treatment that even Proactiv says is better than Proactiv. It's called Proactiv Plus. You know, millions of people have turned to Proactiv, but Proactiv Plus, it works faster and better than before. So if your goal is a flawless complexion, call 1-800-244-1946. All of today's callers will also get two free gifts with their 60-day risk-free trial. So the number is 1-800-244-1946. 1-800-244-1946.
Are you paying too much for auto insurance or looking for coverage? Do you know which insurance company has the lowest rates? Call WeSpeak Insurance now, and instead of searching through hundreds of insurance companies, let us do the work for you and match you with the one company that meets your auto insurance needs. Best of all, our service is free. Call 800-